All right, people are asking about my YouTube channel, and it's a very good question. Brings up the topic of copyright and fair use. I'm actually taking some garbage to the landfill, so excuse the motor noise behind me. But on my dog channel, I started to do a series that was called No Truth in Combat. And this was kind of a spin-off of something I had stumbled across, an idea put out by Matt Thornton. And it had to do with martial arts. And as I had known for a long time, the martial arts, for the most part, were only good as a sport competition. You know, against another person studying that particular martial art with the particular rules. And there really wasn't a lot of truth in combat as far as like self-defense in the alley when you get mugged. And he also was talking about dead drive routines in the training. And he was talking about how when mixed martial arts and the UFC came on the scene, this kind of really distilled the mythology behind a lot of this stuff. And, you know, real quick, everybody had to learn some jiu-jitsu. Because it had a lot of, you know, and even within in jiu-jitsu itself, you can get into the dead dry routines. But anyways, I was taking that concept because it applied to what I was learning about protection dogs, and that mostly what we were seeing and what we see on YouTube for protection dogs is kind of the same thing. There's not a lot of truth in combat. And a lot of dead dry routines. So I set out to do a series. And basically what I'm showing is that most of the dogs, this is the general theme in the message, right? Most of the dogs, probably 98% of the dogs that we see on a place like YouTube, are predatory dogs. They are either merely playing a game of tug, all the way up to they'll really bite you, but they're it's a predatory. The dog is hunting and the dog is not actually fighting. And there's all kinds of problems I won't get into with this. So I made some videos. And I took some clips out of those videos and made some other videos in this series showing people what I was, examples of what I was talking about. So one of the videos was Ivan, I can't remember what his last name. He's a multiple world champion dog trainer, outstanding dog trainer, no doubt about it. He does a lot of podcasting and conversations with Michael Ellis here recently, but Ivan, starts with a B, Belokakov or something like that, I can't pronounce it, but anyway, great dog trainer. And so he had a video supposedly demonstrating a dog defending against multiple attackers. I'm not going to go in detail, but it's it's not what was happening there at all. Despite however good of a trainer he is, there was just so many flaws in the real world with what was happening. And so I did a video to show people what was really going on. Various points of where the dog would actually really get stabbed. And various points of where the person it was supposed to be protecting was actually really getting assaulted and bludgeoned and all that kind of stuff, because there's no truth in combat and absolute dead dry routine. No doubt, this guy's a sport trainer, an outstanding sport trainer, but that doesn't mean that that was real. So I did that. Then there's Hans of Alpine something canine, anyway. So he had a similar video of a dog. Allegedly, the title of the video was protecting against two different attackers. And this dog was actually running back and forth in between these two. And it was a total tug game. And I demonstrated and showed people that in my video, right? No truth in combat at all. I mean, this dog was merely playing. It was seriously only a tug game. It wasn't even really so much in a high state of prey drive even. So I used one of his videos. Clips out of him. Again, all of this stuff would fall under fair use. Pretty good claims of fair use and not violations of copyright violations. Another person's video clips was Richard Hines. And in the video that I did, I actually sang a lot of kudos to Richard Hines of being a really outstanding trainer, and he's got some pretty damn good dogs, there's no doubt about it. But a couple of the scenarios, I was using him as an example, are scenarios we see all the time that's not protection work, and that'll for practical, tactical, and legal reasons, you don't want to do this. It has to do with sending your dog out to bite people, which is something the police and the military and sport people do. It's not what we do. There's all kinds of problems with it. So I use some clips out of some of his videos. And then who else? Lee Robinson. I wanted to show because he has a lot of dogs that end up playing with the sleeve and all that kind of stuff. Very predatory, high predatory drive. There's no doubt about that. But it's hunting. It's not fighting. So I used some video clips of his to do this. And again, this was all in a series that I was doing called No Truth in Combat. Simultaneously, at the same time, I'm also posting videos of particularly a dog named Apollonia that Grandmaster Gypsy Stratton, Grandmaster Protection Dog Trainer Gypsy Stratton, took me under his wing to school me in his methods. And we used this dog over the course of a year. Training it in a different way, and I would use her to demonstrate. Here's a dog that's, you know, actually in defensive drive, real serious anger, aggression, and notice of the control. My big thing is having control over the dogs, and most of these guys are bite. So anyway, that's what happens. Hans came and left a comment that I wasn't even worth commenting on, which is fine, whatever. No one else had said nothing. Lee Robinson, however, went and filed copyright violations with YouTube and also with my web hosting account. This is back in August of 2024. Not only I had several blog posts, and I had also taken a couple of screen captures showing the dog playing with the sleeve. So he managed to get two copyright strikes on my YouTube channel, and also temporarily was able to get my website taken down. I got that straightened out with my web hosting company and got my websites back up, and I ended up deleting that YouTube channel for fear of what just happened now, because when you lose one channel, you lose all your other channels. So I just deleted that dog channel, and I started a new dog channel. And rather than using clips, what I did is I used the entire video, one of actually two different videos of Lee Robinson, and I because the sharing and the embedding is enabled on them, I posted those on my website with an audio podcast with my commentary again describing what people are seeing in the videos. I also took one of the same clips that I had received a copyright strike on the old channel. I took the same clip and I made it into a YouTube short, which it would end up getting close to 3,000 views and a lot of thumbs up and a lot of comments. And what it was is one of Lee's dogs playing with the sleeve when the guy lets go of the helper lets go of the sleeve. So somehow that's not a copyright violation, but it was when I used it before. So anyway, a bunch of time goes by, and whenever I am discussing this particular topic, I refer, and oftentimes I was calling Lee Professor Hog Dog is what I was referring to. Sometimes I would use his name. A lot of times I would use Professor Hog Dog, and I would use and refer people to his channel, as dogs that were examples of what I was talking about. I got a cease and desist order from Lee Robinson, claiming that I was slandering him, and defamation and harassment and wow, all kinds of stuff. And then he recently showed up again, and he filed, if you can believe this, he filed copyright violations on those blog posts again. public YouTube videos. So I, I just, if you can imagine this, if taking a video and putting it on Facebook and then someone claiming that you violated their copyright for sharing the video that they have sharing enabled on. So he files copyright claims again with my web hosting about the videos. And he's kind of misleading in his complaint. What he says is that, because you have to answer these questions, where this original content was located. And what he says is that he had uploaded the videos to his website and that they were hosted on his website and that the primary location of the videos were on his website, which would make one believe that, like oftentimes like I do, I have my own standalone player and I upload videos to a server and play them only on my website, not on YouTube. So you would think that that would be the case. Nowhere does he mention that this is a YouTube video. I didn't get it off his website. It wasn't uploaded to his website and it wasn't hosted on his website. It's a public YouTube video. So I went back to the blog post and I actually took a screen capture of YouTube's terms of service, which clearly say that you are granting permission for people to to post your videos when you have the embedding enabled. So of course I filed counterclaims and all of that. And at the same time, Lee comes to the dog channel and he leaves a comment complaining that I've mentioned his name in a number of videos. And other things. Then I start to get privacy complaints or concerns. So someone has, I don't know who it is. They're not telling me who is doing this. But when I go look at the procedure, it has the only person that is allowed to file for privacy concerns and complaints is the person being violated in the video, unless they are the legal guardian of a minor. And it shows the videos, which videos they are, and the time stamps of where all of these privacy concerns are located. And so they turn out to be places where I'm either saying Lee Robinson's name or I'm saying Professor Hogdog. So I'm making an educated guess that this is Lee that is filing these things. So all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, while all of that is going on, and so Lee had changed the short video. Lee had found out that I had a short video that had received thousands of views. And so he changed that's how you handle this. He changed that it couldn't be shared in that way. And that's, you don't file copyright violations. You change the who can see it and who can embed it. But so while all this is going on, I'm receiving these notices of the privacy complaints I've received that Lee has filed, again, copyright infringements on YouTube videos over on my hosting account. I receive a copyright strike out of the clear blue from Richard Hines from the video that I recorded last July. Then all of a sudden I receive a copyright strike from Ed Hodes. And all of a sudden from Lori Berg, Gypsy's wife. I wake up one morning and all of my YouTube channels are gone. And so I thought this was rather odd. First of all, I was hurt because me and Gypsy were good friends. And I was really hurt that Lori... Well, here's the first problem. The content is an interview I did of Gypsy years ago. It's absolutely 100% my content. It's the only place it's located was on that YouTube and on my website because it's my content. The second thing was when I reached out to her, I sent each of these people an email to see if it was actually them. And Lori reached out back to me saying, "No, I don't know anything about this. Somebody has used my name and my information. I didn't file anything." So we're currently in the process of her retracting, going through the legal process of retracting that one. The second one was suspicious because Ed Hodes passed away several years ago. And I also find it rather suspicious that Richard Hines would be spending the time, and this guy's got like hundreds of thousands of subscribers and incredible dog business, and on his own channel has video clips of Zach George and other channels, kind of the same thing I did with his video. So I kind of find it hard that he would be. I don't know. So that's what's happened to the channel. And like I said, I'm in the process with working with Lori Berg to get that once, and I should be able to get that channel strike taken away. I'm also going to go ahead and formally contest the other two because I don't think they're copyright violations, actually. I think they're fair use. But so who the person was that used her name, and I kind of strongly suspect the other two people's names, is a mystery. But the only person that I do know... Oh, and let me talk about... So with privacy, there's two aspects to it. There is, you know, it's not that I posted this guy's private information, his address and his phone. I didn't do anything like that, so that's not it. I'm just merely mentioning the dude's name in my own videos on my own channel. And private citizens do hold a lot more privacy rights than do public figures. And this guy's got multiple YouTube channels, so I'm well within my rights to be mentioning this guy in YouTube videos. It's just insane. So that's what, you know, and then out in here in the real world, we got someone filing false animal cruelty concerns with the county and getting our Puppy Finder ad removed from Puppy Finder, claiming... So there's all kinds of stuff going on. There's like a major campaign over these dogs to have our stuff removed, our website and our YouTube channels removed. And like I say, the only name that I have for sure in the receipts is Lee Robinson of American Sentinel Canine. The other ones I can't say for sure, and don't know if I ever will figure out who it was that did that. But I would think that one of the things for working with getting the retraction, now the person has to prove who they are. I think YouTube has this in reverse. I think you need to show an ID when you file these things, not when you want to retract one. they got it ass backwards on there too, as far as I'm concerned. And it's really a shame that, you know, these platforms operate where you're guilty, and most of this is handled by a bot. You end up getting stuck in a loop of automated bots and AI and all of this stuff, and there's no human beings involved with this shit. And it's really a shame that a lot of people this happens to, they get their YouTube channels yanked, and all of your YouTube channels, not just the dog channel, but every YouTube channel that you would have gets yanked. You didn't even have time to respond to any of this. Which is incredible. And to think that YouTube security, that somebody can imposter somebody else, is quite telling and quite interesting. So that's what happened to the YouTube channel, and I am currently working on it, and we'll see what happens. But it is what it is. All right, everybody.